The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
All right, I had to put the question to Ron about whether he wanted those Chargers to win last night. Because there's a whole logic of tanking down the stretch, getting a good draft pick. And I might say that it's really intriguing to compare tanking in the NFL with tanking in the NBA. I really think there's a logic that it doesn't work as well in the NFL, that there are too many players, and as Michael Irvin said, once the stench of losing permeates your team, it's very, very hard to overcome. That the stench gets in, and drafting one player really, really high up doesn't just remove that stench. The expectations are different. The trajectory is different. And it's very hard to pull yourself out of that nosedive, and harder to do on a team of 50 players versus a team of, say, 10 to 12 players in the NBA. So that logic is very relevant. And when you think about the Chargers, what they got last night was a real win on which they can build, real optimism, and real mojo about how that offense is going to work, led by Justin Herbert. I think it was a worthwhile win, even though their draft pick falls from probably around 4, maybe 5, down to 9 or 10. So I salute the Chargers for going out and winning. Now, I promised you we'd have Bram Weinstein join us. He is the play-by-play voice for the Washington football team. Let's go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line, because drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Bram, thank you for joining us here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Hi, good morning.
Well, congratulations to your Washington football team. They are sitting atop the NFC East. What surprised you so much this season?
Well, I mean, I think this feels a little ahead of schedule. I mean, yep. You know, they are 6-7, though. Okay. And so, you know, part of this is obviously their division has been down this year. And there was an expectation, obviously, that either Dallas or Philadelphia or both would be better than this. And so they're partially in the position because of the way that those two teams have performed. That said, they've won 4 in a row, and around here, you know, we've asked everyone, raise your hand if you thought when the schedule came out that they would win in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, at Pittsburgh, and then at San Francisco, and you wouldn't find anybody who would have thought that. So there's a combination of, there's a lot of good things going on here, it's a very complicated story, and they also, the division is going to be won by someone by default.
Well, one complicated story, at least from my perspective from afar, has been the quarterback position. I did not envision that Alex Smith would be starting and playing so well. Tell us what kind of inspiration he's been.
So we didn't either. If you know, the reality here is his contract was guaranteed for this year. He would not have been on the roster in the winter if it wasn't, that they would have come to an injury settlement with him. And as far back as, you know, what would have been OTAs in a normal year, he would not have been practicing at that point. And, you know, it's really, this is complicated, like the rest of it. He was never really given a chance, even though he was progressing in the summer, to actually compete for the starting job. Ron Rivera paved the road for Dwayne Haskins, decided not to go out into the open market and bring in a veteran to compete with him. They brought in Kyle Allen, who they knew in Carolina, but only to be really the backup. And then, you know, as things progress, Dwayne Haskins ends up getting benched. Kyle Allen ends up getting hurt. Smith is still on the team. He's healthy enough to go out there. There was a concern that he'd be able to protect himself because they really just weren't sure off of all the injuries that he had. And it's just been amazing. Like riding a bike for him, there's no fear of hurting himself. He doesn't have the speed that he used to have, but he's able to protect himself. And he clearly is having a lot of fun. And he has galvanized this team. He and Ron Rivera's cancer diagnosis have galvanized them. And it's a big part of why they've gotten hot here at the end of the season.
No doubt. Oh, we're talking to Bram Weinstein. He's the play-by-play voice for the Washington football team. I'd love to ask you about Dwayne Haskins. Do you envision Washington having him on the roster next year, or is he going to be worthwhile in a trade?
So we don't know the answer to that. You know, like at this point, like when they benched him, most of us did not think that he would be traded anywhere, because what would his value be at that point? It didn't make any sense to move him off the roster. And what would be the point of doing it? They have him under control for 2 or 3 years. He's still in his rookie contract. There were a couple of years left before they'd have to come around to an option and decide whether to retain him. And they've said, you know, he does have these skill sets that are unusual. He's got a huge arm. You know, he's got a high ceiling. There's just a long way to go for him to mature into becoming an NFL quarterback. But they were at least saying, we're not giving up on him. As the offseason rolls around, it's a big question. And, you know, will Alex Smith play again next year? Do they want him to play again? Does he want to play again? We don't really know the answer to that. He is under contract next year, but it's not guaranteed any longer. And therefore, Washington has a choice to make about whether they want him on the roster and at the price that he's at. So we don't know the answer to that. And if you kind of survey around the league and go, all right, if it's not Alex Smith and you don't believe in Haskins, who's the quarterback? Because they're not going to be picking high enough to get one of the two or three guys that everyone points to and says that's who you take out of the draft. And if you look at the potential players who are available, name the one that fits that ends up coming in here that you don't have to give up a lot of assets for or can extricate from their team. Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, someone like that. So I think he is on the team. If for no other reason, I don't know that they have another option to go to. But if someone were to come along and make a reasonable offer for him, they obviously would listen to it.
We're talking to Bram Weinstein. He's the play-by-play voice for the Washington football team. Okay, the NFC East is still wide open. Washington with the lead, a 6-7 record. Giants, Eagles, and even the Cowboys are in it. Which one of those teams worries you the most?
I think the Giants. You know, Washington swept the Cowboys, so there's less of a concern there.
Yep.
They've already beaten the Eagles, so they get them again at the end of the year, and Philadelphia is going to have to be in position to have a shot to catch them, which means winning their next two to even have a shot to catch them. So it's the Giants, and, you know, frankly, like, in watching all these teams play so closely as I have this year, the Giants' defense is vastly underrated. Like, their record, I don't think that their record is indicative of how competitive they are, especially early in the season. And what they may ultimately regret is going back to Daniel Jones a week ago. And I think having Colt McCoy in this weekend gives them a viable shot, you know, against Cleveland, and we'll see. And Washington's got Seattle this weekend. So they can't be tied in the standings with the Giants. Giants swept them. So that's the one I'm worried about. That said, New York has to play Cleveland and Baltimore the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
And Washington, if they could somehow knock off Seattle, or even if they don't, beat Carolina, Philadelphia down the stretch, it's reasonable to think that they will end up hosting a playoff game in January.
All right, let's talk about that Seattle game. What does Washington need to do well this weekend to defeat Seattle?
Run the ball. And I don't know that they can. I mean, that's really where this matchup gets really difficult for them. This is not a great run team to start with. They've been way better since Alex Smith took over, which I think is probably defenses are treating them a lot differently now with Alex Smith the quarterback than the other options that were there. But their best running back is a rookie, Antonio Gibson. He got turf toe 2 weeks ago. He has not practiced this entire week. He missed last week against San Francisco. It is unlikely he's going to be able to play. They do not have a bell cow backup, clear-cut running back. Peyton Barber, who's their number two in terms of a lead running back, he's been injured and missed time this week as well. So I don't know that they can run the ball. And that's what I think everyone knows that they need to be able to do this weekend to try to keep Russell Wilson off the field. And it is the weakness right now of the Seattle defense. The last 5-6 weeks, they lead the NFL in sacks over that time period, so their pass rush has come back. Jamal Adams' health has made them a lot better in the passing game as well. So I don't know that Washington can run the ball, but certainly they need to try.
We're talking to Bram Weinstein. He is the play-by-play voice of the Washington football team. I'd love to ask you about Ron Rivera. And it seems from afar, at least, the Redskins' management has been somewhat dysfunctional, and there were always questions about how interventionist Daniel Snyder has been. What kind of control does Ron Rivera have? Does he have ultimate authority, and is that the right model? How is it working now in Washington?
So there have been two things that would point to that he has the authority that he has told us publicly that he has. And first and foremost, like, the building is very different than it was even a year ago. I mean, there was really a clean slate that occurred underneath the owner for a lot of reasons that we don't need to get into right now. But there's a lot of reasons why there were changes that were made within the organization. Ron Rivera was placed as essentially the head of the football operation as the president and the head coach. And everyone asks, and I think reasonably so, does he really have that control? And he's done two things so far that I would point to say that he has. One was cutting Adrian Peterson in the summer. This was someone who was a favorite of the owner. This is someone who the previous coaching staff wanted to release and were essentially not allowed to. And, you know, whether he still had some juice in the tank or could help the team is not really, you know, the point. The point is, can you make a move like this if you choose to do so? And he did. And that's a minor one because he's an older player and they had younger running backs. It's a very different offense, et cetera, et cetera. The other one is the benching of Haskins. When they benched him, he was coming off his first ever 300-plus yard game. They just didn't like what they had seen in general. And so there's a lot of questions about why now? Why would you make this move now? Don't we need to find out what he has? And everyone knows that this was a pick of the owner a year ago, that this was not the choice of the coaching staff. Jay Gruden would not have selected him there, certainly didn't want to be stuck in a position to have to play him as early as he did. And this coaching staff is saying out loud as well, we like Dwayne, but he's got a long way to go. He needs to develop in a lot of ways, but he was allowed to start probably at the behest of the organization, and it was cut short very quickly. So I think Ron Rivera showed, especially in that moment, that he has the gravitas and he has the jurisdiction to do it. And I think that's very important to note. You know, like, there's no repercussions of it. There's no whispering about, oh, well, he shouldn't have done this or he shouldn't have done that. That stuff has kind of disappeared here, and it's manifested in this team playing very well. And so whatever the process is that Ron Rivera is putting in place, it is unimpeded at this point, and there's been benefits to it, and for a lot of reasons. Like, their defensive line's amazing. Like, they have spent a lot of draft capital on their defensive line, and it has been as good as advertised.
Indeed, it has. All right, you are the voice of the Washington football team. Have you ever slipped up, be honest, have you ever slipped up and called them by their old name?
No, I haven't. You just did it, so you got to put money in the, you got to put money
I do
in
it
the
all
jar.
The time.
I got a jar in the booth, so if any of us, me or my two mates in the broadcast booth, D'Angelo Hall or Julie Donaldson, we have a jar. If anyone says it, $20 goes to the jar, and we're going to give the money to charity, and there's not a single dollar in this jar. So I don't know how.
Amazing.
I grew up here, right? I'm a fan of the team. I've been saying that word for 47 years. Like, it is, that's a hard one to get out of my, you know, to like actually erase from my brain. But something, it's almost turned into a curse word for me. It just doesn't come out of my mouth during game day.
That's great, great discipline. Do you have a favorite name for the future of the team? Well, I guess I stumped him on that question. That was Bram Weinstein, great to have him. He's the voice of the Washington football team, and so impressive that he never used the old name. Bram, are you back with us? Because I wanted you just to ask,
yeah,
her, I wanted just if I could close with this. Do you have a favorite name for the future of the team?
I like it the way it is.
Really?
I do. I might be in the minority of that. I also think it's 50-50. That's what's going to end up happening.
Yep.
What I'm glad they did not do is just jump to make a quick change and do something they regret. Like, what's important here to understand is this is a very old, traditional, nostalgic franchise. I don't think, and I know they're getting a lot of criticism, they're getting a lot of heat, like, just change the name. One, I don't think you do that very quickly. I think you have to really think it through. And frankly, and like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know the people in this area, what's the name that pops up that people go, oh, that's the one? I don't think that exists.
No.
So I think they're going to have a hard, like, Cleveland's changing the Indians. You hear spiders. There's a historic reference to it. A lot of the fans there say that fits for us. That could be the one for us. There's nothing like that here. So I think it is probable that they're going to stick with this not only through next season but beyond that. And if not, they're going to look for something that links to history and nostalgia and maybe the military. And that would be the direction the name goes. But at this point, I've heard nothing that feels like the right thing or anything that even is like hearing whispers that this is the favorite of the new name.
Makes sense. Bram, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.